This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a foundation that maybe you've not have heard of before, and of course, of a softball tournament that's going to be coming up as well. We'd like to welcome into the program Brooke Pickles, who is the founder and president of the Ronnie Lee Legacy Foundation. Brooke, welcome into the program.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for the welcome. I'm very excited to talk to you about the foundation and our tournament.
Well, let's talk about that. It's called the Ronnie Lee Legacy Foundation. Tell us how that came about, Brooke.
Yeah, originally we started as a scholarship board under the Blissfield Foundation Education of Excellence in Blissfield. And we originally started the scholarship in memorial to Ronnie herself, who passed away tragically in 2022. And as of November of 2024, we transitioned into becoming our own foundation and a nonprofit, 501c3. And since then, we have awarded $2,500 since 2022 to local Blissfield High School seniors, either pursuing higher education or trade school.
Ah, okay. Wow, that's a pretty good amount of money there, Brooke.
Yes, we're very proud of how far we have come in just a short amount of time, and we're very excited to continue to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the ways that you help keep the foundation going and to be able to provide the scholarships is by hosting a softball tournament, correct?
Correct. And we're going on our third annual memorial tournament. It is a slow pitch softball tournament, double elimination style, which means each team will get at least a minimum of two games. But it is our main fundraising event for which all of the proceeds go towards that scholarship.
Got to keep that scholarship going, right, Brooke?
Yes. Yeah. It's very important. And it's one of the many purposes and causes that was close and near and dear cause of Ronnie herself. So she loved softball. She was a coach at Blissfield High School for the JV softball team for a couple of years. She played at Adrian College softball team. And throughout our high school time together, she also was on the softball team. So kind of a combination of important causes to her and kind of keeping her legacy going through both of those things.
Absolutely. So when is the softball tournament scheduled to be held then, Brooke?
This year, our tournament is on June 21st. It is at Blissfield Ellis Park in Blissfield, Michigan. And usually games start around 8 o'clock in the morning with the first two teams playing. It just depends on how many teams we have sign up this year, but we're hoping to expand from last year.
And how many teams did you have last year, Brooke?
Last year we had six teams. The year before we had eight. So I'm hoping to get us back up to eight and hopefully bring in a few individuals from outside the Blissfield community, maybe Adrian, Kempsey, Umstead, and really bring a variety of individuals together.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the best way for people to sign up for this or to be able to participate in the tournament then, Brooke?
We have a couple different ways that people can either reach out or find out more information about the tournament. First and foremost, they can email me directly at vanstinkensteescholarshipboard@gmail.com or find us on Facebook for Van Stinkenstee Amador Scholarship Spotlight or on Instagram, the Ronnie Lee Legacy Foundation.
And how soon would you like to get the teams to sign up for this?
Yeah, so team sign-up deadline is by May 1st. You only need your team captain to sign up for the whole team this year. And the team fee for the tournament is $250. That includes 10 team shirts. However, a maximum of 12 players are allowed on a team. And if your other two individuals want to match your team, they just have to pay for the team shirt for their fee.
Ah, okay. And by signing up with the websites you just mentioned, that would be the best way for them to do that, correct?
Yes. They can find the link for the sign-up either on Facebook or Instagram, or if they want to email to find out more about the tournament or get the link directly, they can email us at, again, the Fanskingency Scholarship Board at gmail.com.
Is there a way that they can make the payment of the $250 fee there online, or is there a different way of doing that?
Yeah, they can either pay by check, cash, or they can use our PayPal or Venmo.
Okay. So a lot of easy ways to be able to make that payment then.
Yes. Or if they're local, they can always drop it off at the Blissfield State Bank as well.
Okay. Blissfield State Bank. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. You're looking to, you know, expand the tournament, expand the teams, which will be a lot of fun too, Brooke.
Yes, and actually this year, in past years, we have provided lunch, but this year we're excited. We're partnering with the Press LLC, and they will be bringing their food truck for food available for purchase during our midday break, which we're very excited to have that new partnership, as well as we are always looking for sponsors if they want to be placed on the back of the team T-shirts. They can also reach out to find out more information about that.
And again, mention about how they can do that, Brooke, please.
Yeah. So again, they can find out more information from our socials or email. But sponsors, if they want to be placed on the back of our shirts, it is a $200 minimum to get your either business logo or name on the shirt. That is due by May 1st because of giving time to, of course, our team shirt partner to be able to make them before the tournament.
Sure.
But all donations are definitely welcome and tax deductible because we are a 501c3 nonprofit.
And you're leading up to what I was going to ask next. If they were just wanting to say, hey, I would like to be able to help out, I'm just an individual and I would like to make a donation to the foundation for this, they can do that too, right?
Of course. Like I said, any donation is welcome and greatly appreciated. All of those donations go directly towards the scholarship itself. So we want to be able to not only honor Ronnie's legacy through, you know, each recipient, but be able to continue this on for years to come. And that is through the students that are pursuing their dreams.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, nowadays with the cost of education, every little bit helps when it comes to any type of scholarship money that the student might receive, Brooke.
Yeah. I mean, I personally know from experience of a long educational journey that this is an important thing to be able to help in our community, especially in Blissfield. But like I said, it's not only for higher education. If someone is interested in going into the trades field, they are more than welcome to also apply for our scholarship.
Absolutely. Well, it's the annual Memorial Slow Pitch Softball Tournament for the Ronnie Lee Legacy Foundation. And again, the deadline for the teams to sign up is going to be on May 1st, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a $250 fee to enter?
Correct.
Okay. And again, they can do it by the websites that you had mentioned. And maybe if you can just mention them once again, Brooke, if they're interested in signing up to be part of the softball tournament team.
Of course. So they can email us at vanstinkensee, VanStinkensee Scholarship Board at gmail.com or on Facebook, Van Stinkensee Amador Scholarship Spotlight, or on our Instagram, Ronnie Lee Legacy Foundation.
Excellent, excellent. Is there anything about the foundation of the tournament that we haven't mentioned that you would like to let us know about now, Brooke?
I think just being able to be in our community where not only she went to school, but I went to school. We've been friends or were friends for 22 years before she passed. I think it's just a celebration of life, and it's fun whether you're playing or want to be a spectator, just to come out and enjoy time with the community. And you can also purchase, if you're interested in donating, you can purchase a T-shirt the day of or before if you want to contribute in any kind of way.
And again, the actual tournament is going to be held when and where?
On June 21st at Blissfield Ellis Park.
Okay. And your first game is, I think you said, mentioned it's going to be at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Usually, it depends, like I said, on how many teams we have.
Okay.
With double elimination, it could go anywhere until, our last year we went until about 5 o'clock. So we try to make sure that it is within a reasonable time of sunlight and day, so you can kind of see what you're doing and playing. But, yeah, usually around 8 to 5 is what the tournament runs.
Okay, very good. Brooke Pickles, the founder and president of the Ronnie Lee Legacy Foundation, talking about their annual Memorial Slow Pitch Softball Tournament coming up in June and looking for more teams to sign up. Brooke, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you for having me, Dale. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure as well. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.